Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Greenberg moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster bunts for an out with unknown description. Brancato moves to second. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground into left field. Greenberg picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Greenberg. Brancato scores. Rubeling moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rubeling scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 0 in the game. Caster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rubling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Moses reaches second base with a double. Rubling goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster takes first base on ball 4. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rubling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into right field. Fox picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Chapman scores. Siebert scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCoy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Caster hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rubeling strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Chapman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Tebbets moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. Campbell moves to second. It's 7-2, Athletics. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Fox moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Campbell scores. Fox moves to third. One out. It's 7-3, Athletics. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling juggles the ball. That's an error on Rubeling. Gehringer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to third. York moves to second. Erle Viril pinch hits for Red Cress. Erle Viril is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviral hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Croucher now playing shortstop. Clay Smith now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Caster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Clay Smith. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Rubeling catches it and throws to first to double up Tebbets. 2 outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.